In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we are celebrating the Eucharist, Thanksgiving, on the American holiday of Thanksgiving. We have a custom at our Thanksgiving dinner in saying the three things that we're thankful for. And I was thinking about these readings and about this day. And the first thing I thought about, actually, when I was musing over these things, was we should recognize many of our brethren are being tortured, harried, chased. They're naked, they're cold, they're hungry, they're orphans, widows, widowers, because of what's happening in this outburst of evil in the Middle East especially. So we should remember our brothers. We're not cold, we're not hungry. There's no one chasing us. Perhaps someone calls us a name once in a while. But so we should definitely remember our brethren that are suffering. We should remember them always. And if you pay attention, you'll see that in every service we serve, twice we pray for those that are persecuted, those that are suffering. So we should definitely remember them on this day. When I think about what I am thankful for, I can give you 1,000 scriptures that will basically say this. But I'll give you one right now. Probably I'll be lying to you. I'll probably give you a few more in a minute. I don't remember the very first part of the verse from the Psalms, unfortunately. But it's always still made a distinct impression on me. The second part of the Psalm says, the heart is deep. Truly our hearts are deep. Deep enough to contain God. Not deep because we made them deep. Deep because He made them deep. And our hearts are meant to be filled with God. And that's what I'm most thankful for, that my heart is deep. Your heart is deep. Now there are hearts that will not be filled, that only care about shallow things. And that's truly just sad. But God made us so that we could know Him intimately. We have no part with Him at all. It's mortal, temporal, full of sin, devious, capricious, weak-minded, weak-willed. None of the things that God is. And yet, He will call us sons and daughters. And that's what I am most thankful for. Because every day that I live, I feel more distinctly my own weakness, my own differentness with God. And yet, that God is calling me to be with Him and to in some way be the same as Him. Since the scripture says, ye are gods. I'm called to create. I'm called to minister to give compassion and love. All the things that God does, we're called to do these things. And this is what I'm thankful for. I guess I'm getting now old enough that I can think of myself as almost an old man. I mean, I still can do push-ups and stuff, but I'm getting older. Think differently than I used to think. There's a little more focus. I'm glad for all the good and all the bad that happens. Because I just want to be useful to God because of what He's done for me. So that's what I'm most thankful for. That despite being nothing like God, God is calling me to Himself in a somewhat slow and torturous process, but one I'm very grateful for. That's what I'm most thankful for. Now the scripture for St. John today, who said glory to God for all things as he was dying somewhere in some cold mountainous region in Turkey or Asia Minor, sick, feverish, coughing his guts out, probably unable to walk anymore. He died saying glory to be God, glory be to God for all things. The reading for him is that of a hierarch, of course, and it's about the shepherd. Now, there's two things in this reading that always have struck me. It talks about the sheep going in and out and finding pasture. It's talking about freedom, the freedom of the soul. The freedom of the soul to be perfectly good, not to have any bad in it. You and I, we're not free like that yet. We can try to be good, but there's always some bad that ends up happening. Or even if we do something good, there's a fight to do what is good sometimes. But this perfect freedom of going in and out and finding pasture. This is the image of salvation. And I'm very glad for that. Because there are times in my life when I feel perfectly free to do something that is good. And when that happens, there's a feeling of light that I within me. I'm not a holy man, I'm a sinful man, so therefore these feelings of light are short-lived. But they're a harbinger of things to come. This total freedom to go in and out, find pasture. And I'm thankful for that, that someday I'll be free. Totally free. I think that's why I became a priest, because I was captivated by this idea of freedom, personal freedom. I think I just wanted to tell other people about it. I, at the time, when I was a layman and such, it didn't occur to me, but now I really can't imagine anything else, and yet there have been great losses in the priesthood. And I'm glad for those too. Not really emotionally or as a in my emotional feelings, I'm not always glad for those losses. But a shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, which means that he doesn't care about his own personal well-being. And of course, our Lord is a shepherd. So if we are to become like him, we must also do that. And when we humble ourselves, when we help someone else, when we sacrifice of ourselves for others, we're acting just a little bit like the shepherd. Thankful that the Lord will accept my puny ministrations. I'm not talking about as a priest now. I'm talking about as a human being, as a Christian. That he accepts my puny ministrations. He's trying to be sort of like a little shepherd. Thankful for that very much. So in this reading, it has this idea of freedom, but also this idea of suffering. And in this life, there's freedom and there's suffering. Those who are truly free will suffer. Those who are not free, they will also suffer, but they won't understand what they're suffering for or why they're suffering. We're Christians. We should know why we suffer. Because the heart is deep. So the heart is like God. The heart contains God. The uncontainable is contained within us. How can that happen? And so because of that, as we grow, we feel as God feels. And so even the pain that we feel about evil in the world, confusion of people, difficulties of people's circumstances, their confusion, their misunderstanding, their sin, their anger. Feel those things in our heart. That's because our heart contains God. So that pain that you feel, it means you're alive. Don't be afraid of the pain. It'll mess you up sometimes, but don't be afraid of it, because that's part of having a deep heart. It's what I'm most thankful for, that my heart and your heart are deep and being filled with God. If I could only get some of the junk out of it, then I would be completely filled with God. And so that process is occurring little by little in my life, in your life too, so that someday we'll be completely free. I long for that day. And that's when it comes down to it, what I'm most thankful for. Someday I'll be free. Someday maybe because of something I've done, somebody else will be free. There won't be any sickness or sorrow or sighing, just life everlasting. Complete freedom to be good, to never be bad, to never have any thoughts that tear at us, hurt us, to never have regrets. I can't figure that one out, to be honest with you, that whole thing about not having regrets. I had a big discussion about it in prison yesterday. One guy was saying, well, there will, in heaven, there won't be punishment, but we'll be aware of what we have missed because of the way we've lived. You know, the house, heaven has many mansions, so some will be closer to God than others, and we'll be aware of that. And so that's sort of like our, he didn't want to call it a punishment, but sort of a punishment. And I actually believe that's going to happen. I believe that the great ones, like St. John Chrysostom, will be very close to the throne of God. They'll be touching God. Sinful ones like me will be able to see God and will be happy. And since eternally we grow close to God, We have a long time to know God. So I don't believe at all that there'll be regret in the next world of any kind. And I'm happy about that. Because regret's one of the hardest things to deal with in life, in my opinion. I hope when you think about what you're thankful for on this day, it's not any different than any other day. Thankful because despite the fact that you are just a pitiful, weak creature, God has called you to be a son and a daughter. And that you have a deep heart. And that God's going to fill that heart with himself. You're going to become all light. You're going to become all fire. All good. That we should thank God for every day. May God bless you and help you in all things.